Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Inside Story with Marty Griffin.
Hey, have a donut. That's all I got. It's donut day. What does that mean? It means it's donut day. Come on by Oakmont Bakery. We're hanging with the cream filled and the... all of it. I had kind of sort of said I wasn't going to have a whole lot of donuts today. Or I wasn't interested in eating donuts. I was going to eat a sandwich. And then that would be that. And then Sorayo comes out with hot donuts. Never, I don't think I've had a hot donut. It was delicious. Melts in your mouth. We're here 9 to noon. Come on by and say hello. It's National Donut Day, which just gives you an excuse to eat donuts. Has to be one of the prettiest days I've ever seen in Pittsburgh. Generally, when I leave here, I head up to my club, Oakmont Country Club, and I play golf with the fellas. So maybe we'll do that today. Sometimes T comes, she drives the cart. You know, we hit the 19th hole. We have a couple of sandwiches, maybe a couple of beers, and then me and T head out. She lives in Penn Hills, so she's real close to the club. She's a member, too. She plays. And, oh, look at that. Got a laugh. You don't see the sister out there playing Oakmont, huh? That'd be great. They'd have to clear out the whole course. They'd have to put sound dampers over there. You'd have F-bombs echoing off the trees. Oakmont Bakery. We're here. It's fabulous. I have never played the Oakmont Country Club. I took a couple of lessons there, and they kicked me out. The guy said, golf isn't for everyone. No, it isn't. It certainly isn't. Hey, I was up all night. Yeah, apparently we bailed on some kind of thing in Paris. I wouldn't be in Paris. Is that a new song, right? I wouldn't go into Paris. Yeah, my kids were singing it. I think that's what it is. The Paris Accord. You'd think the sky fell. Look, I woke up and it's beautiful. And it's in the 70s. Life is good. Friday's going to go to Saturday. We're going to eat donuts. Paris Accord. This is politics. Come on, man. People all get worked up about what? Why are we worked up? Somebody call me and tell me why you're worked up about this that knows anything about what the heck this means to anyone. I have a wonderful gathering of opinions on this. I'm going to read a couple really good pieces, one in the Wall Street Journal that says, hey, what are we worried about here? This is about us, and it's not a bad deal. And by the way, for folks who suggest that you can't pick sides with the Wall Street Journal, you can't say one day that they like Trump, you can't say another day that they don't. I could spend the next 3 hours reading editorials written by the Wall Street Journal abusing Donald Trump. So I'm going to read this one that I agree with today that suggests, look, none of this stuff was going to be put in place until 2025. None of it. And even then, it's kind of a handshake and a smile, as if there are a bunch of folks from a bunch of different countries going to come by your factory with air pollution detectors and shut you down. It's not going to happen. Hi.
Hi. This is a gift from
our you guys in the All right. We have tons of donuts here for the folks at the TV station who are now in the radio station. No carts at Oakmont unless you have a medical condition. T? We have a medical condition, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm hobbled and she's just haggard.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. See, Kevin Joyce knows that. He's one of the players. All right. I got issues. I can't walk. All right, we'll come up with something. I've never been shocking, T, that I've never been invited to play there. Can you imagine some of the conversations at Oakmont, that jagoff talking about us again? Well, how to say jagoff, it's in the dictionary. Check it out. Since that happened, I feel a whole new freedom in my life. Let me say jagoff. And then the boss looks at you and says, you know you can't say that. I just open up the dictionary and go, hey, chief, right here. I'm clear. It's in my next contract. And he gets to say jagoff. Walking with a caddy is the beauty of playing Oakmont. No, it really isn't. You embarrass yourself in front of somebody who knows golf. Mr. Griffin, we can't find your ball because you didn't hit it. It's below you. It's not happening. The beauty of playing Oakmont. All right, it's donut day. We've all had the hot donut. T, what was that like? It was absolutely fabulous.
It was like heaven.
Heaven.
Heaven on earth.
It was like a trip to Florida to see hubby.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was delicious.
Yes, it was.
And you could throw a donut in the microwave and it heats it up, but it gets hard in your stomach like a rock.
That was something special.
That was delicious. PJ went deep. PJ came out here. He's going to help us set up. What he helped us do was eat a lot of stuff.
He's had like four donuts.
Four donuts.
Two cups of coffee.
Two cups of coffee. So he's jacked up. He's running in circles eating donuts. So he's got caffeine in him and sugar. Woo! PJ, it's National Donut Day. Somebody tell me who knows more than I do. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Why should I be jazzed up about the, like the mayor is. He's all apoplectic. He was all red-faced. Did you see him last night on CNN? It was cool. You know what, though? He's helping Pittsburgh out. You know what? At least the mayor takes a stand, and at least he's getting exposure. Whether I agree or disagree with him is irrelevant. What I love about the mayor is when he signs executive orders saying that we're going to enforce the Clean Air Act and the Paris Accord in Pittsburgh. Really? Can you hear them in Paris? Je m'en, je Pittsburgh mayor, Bill, yeah, he do it too. The truth is, when they sign an executive order, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like in Harrisburg where they do the whereas on the fourth day of the whereas on the sixth day of it means nothing. It means nothing. It's not as if the mayor has folks who can go to a business and say, hey, we've been sitting out on this all night. You got stuff coming out of the chimney. It's got to stop. It's not happening. However, comma, I believe that the mayor did us a favor last night. We're branded all over the world. In the Soviet Union, I like to call it that. Putin right now is saying, Pittsburgh have Malkin and Pududo. No, that was more Japanese. Yeah, it wasn't very good. 866-391-1020. Wow. A Japanese Soviet leader. Wow. Pittsburgh have wow. It's the donuts, PJ. I had too many donuts. Oh, gosh. All right, can we do this? We'll do it when we come back. When we come back, we're going to get into this. We're at Oakmont Bakery. I want somebody to call me and tell me why I should be all jazzed up about the fact that, what didn't we sign? Was it? Was Paris? Something about Paris something. Climate change thinger. I was on edge all night. I couldn't sleep. Two things that do not allow me to sleep. When the Pens win, then I'm up till 3 a.m. because of the adrenaline, and we didn't sign the Paris thing. I'm just, woo! Man. People quit eating donuts. No, they came out here to eat donuts because they're so upset about the what we didn't sign. Or we dropped out of something yesterday, right, T? You seem very upset too, Miss Rook.
I look it.
You seem really worried. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Hey, we lost face around the world is what this means. We can't sit at the table no more. Okay. Let me know what that means too. 866-391-1020. Somebody give me some clarity. What does this mean? Why would I care as Friday goes into Saturday on the prettiest day of the year? 866-391-1020. Next live right here. Come on out to the Oakmont Bakery and say hi. Hi, Marty Griffin here. We're live at Oakmont Bakery. Come on out and say hi. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day. We are live at Oakmont Bakery. I think this is the prettiest day of the year. If this has anything to do with us pulling out of the Paris deal, then I'm all for it. If this has any, there's a connection. If there's some sort of causal connection between us pulling out of the Paris Accord and us being live at the Oakmont Bakery and it being a gorgeous day, I'm all in. We should do this every day. We should back out of something. Brock is back at the studio. Hey, Brock, do me a favor. We're going to first play Trump referring to Pittsburgh, which I think he did a big favor for Pittsburgh. He truly did. He branded us all over the world yesterday. Some folks disagree. I'm going to read two really good columns, one from Slate and one from the Wall Street Journal, so you hear both sides of this. And then we're going to hear from the mayor. Whether you like the mayor or not, he's branding us all over the world.
All right, I was elected to represent.
Go ahead, buddy. Play Trump.
I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Yeah, he was. That's my boy, Trump. Bring it down, brother. Yeah, Pittsburgh in that. You know he doesn't know anything about Pittsburgh. I was hired, elected, I was promoted. I don't know. I'm something to do with, and then he pauses. Pittsburgh in another place over where they got the croissants. Paris, yeah. All right. Putting my foot down. And then the mayor last night, Peduto jumped all over this, which, again, whether you like him or not, he's out there, and he's representing the city all over the world. That's kind of cool. Listen to Mayor Bill Peduto on CNN last night.
More now in the breaking news. President Trump announcing that the United States is withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord. The president said the pact kills American jobs, saying, among other things, and I'm quoting him now, "I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris." Let's get some more with the mayor of Pittsburgh. Bill Peduto is joining us. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation, Wolf.
All right, so he said he was elected by the voters of Pittsburgh, not Paris. Your reaction to when you heard that you're the mayor of Pittsburgh, is this what the people of your beautiful city want?
Well, let me say first, I heard that he was not supporting the Paris Agreement, and I was pretty upset. And then I started getting a lot of questions about his reference to Pittsburgh. The city of Pittsburgh voted for Hillary Clinton with nearly 80% of the vote. He may be talking about all of Western Pennsylvania, but it's a far cry from being Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh in the past 30 years has come back from a depression. We had unemployment nearly 19%. We know what it's like to have a very, very bad economy. But at the same time, we didn't invest in our past. We invested in our future. We are the example of what the Paris Agreement could mean to jobs in the economy for the United States. And for him to use Pittsburgh as the example, I can only say that it was a far stretch at best.
So what will this decision mean as far as jobs in your city are concerned, this decision by the president?
Well, it means a lot for jobs in this country. We realize where the world is going, and it's moving towards renewable energy very quickly. Under the previous administration, we had gone into an MOU with the Department of Energy to start to build out direct energy grids, basically a grid of microgrids around all of our...
Hey, that's enough. I'm dozing off. All right, so that's the mayor, and that was Wolf Blitzer. Me, you are the mayor of Pittsburgh. What will this mean to you? I don't know. Nobody knows. It's all politics. That's the silliness of this. And regarding whether or not he won Pittsburgh, he lost Pittsburgh. He was king of the region. Destroyed Hillary Clinton outside of the city. Destroyed her, whether you like him or not. Look all this was. Trump took sides with his people. The Democrats took sides with their people. I mean, really, that's what this ends up being. There's a great line. I'm going to get to your calls here in a second, but I'm going to read this excellent, excellent point made by one of my insiders. None of this is about whether pulling out of the Paris Accord was a good or bad idea. It was a bad idea. But besmirching the reputation of Pittsburgh, it's nothing like the dying, decrepit smokestack Rust Belt city wants the rest of the world to believe it to be. I don't get that from him saying he was looking for an alliteration. Honestly, I don't think Trump sat there thinking, what can I say about a city in America that will benefit from us pulling out of the accord? Pittsburgh will crank up the mills again and open the coal mines. I just don't see that. But maybe we all connect the dots in different ways. We all connect the dots in different ways. Just a couple of points, folks. None of the basics of this accord were to be honored by anybody, by any sort of mandate or any sort of edict or any sort of punishment. This is kind of a gentleman's agreement. It just was. Over the past 5 years, I just want to mention this, over the past 5 years, U.S. emissions have fallen by 270 million tons, while China, the number one CO2 emitter in the world, added 1.1 billion tons. Those are just the facts, ma'am. All I'm suggesting to you is it's not the end of the world as we know it. It just isn't. In this notion that dropping out of this destroys our rep, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. Rich Fitzgerald called me this morning and said it ruins our reputation. It takes away our seat at the table. Inside baseball. Elite liberalist thinking. I just don't believe it. But we'll see. We'll see. All right, let's grab some calls. Dan and Moon, thanks for your patience, Dan. Jump in here on National Donut Day.
Thank you, Marty. The President of the United States mentions Pittsburgh on a national stage, made no reference to us being dirty in any way.
He didn't.
Just made reference to us. And the mayor goes on national TV and says that the president ignored what we have done. No, he did not. What the mayor is ignoring is the people who don't work at Google, who don't ride their bicycles, who don't have the opportunity to go downtown and work. What the mayor fails to understand and he ignores is the people around here from Carrick, from Homestead, from other areas that need jobs and have lost jobs from the surrounding areas because of this environmental stranglehold they have on everything.
Well, hold on. You're simplifying it as much as the mayor is. To suggest that the reason why 300,000 people left Pittsburgh in the 80s is because of air pollution crackdowns is very sophomoric and simplistic. Thanks for calling. I appreciate your input, Dan. Hey, Nick and Bell Vernon, jump in here, please.
Hey, Marty, great show. If the climate change thing is such a delicate matter and it means so much, how come China and India and all these other countries are allowed to keep polluting until 2025?
Right on.
And who's going to enforce it after 2000? You think we're going to go to China and say, hey, now you got to shut it off? And they're
going
to look at us and say, yeah, okay. I mean, why is it, and why do we have to pay for it? Europe and all those, they're big boys. Let them take care of themselves.
Well, first of all, it's a gentleman's agreement over lunch at a nice restaurant in Paris. Nobody agreed to punish anybody. There won't be any mandates. There won't be any fines. There won't be any laws passed. It's a gentleman's agreement, and the biggest polluters in the world, the biggest by far, signed this deal and haven't done anything to cut back pollution in India or China. One iota. Go into a main city in China, you got to wear a gas mask to go to work. All I'm suggesting is this is politics at its finest, sir. It just is. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate your time this morning. The bottom line is, you tell me how we are helped or hurt by whatever that was. Did anybody out there, anybody read this accord? Does anybody know anything about what it means? 866-391-1020. You know what I'd rather have? A pastry. Be right back. See you.
I'm Angino. Coming up later on this afternoon, the latest in the Penn State sex abuse scandal, the sentencing of Graham Spanier, Tim Curley, and Gary Schultz. We'll have reaction, and we'll get you ready for Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final, the Penguins and the Predators. That and more today, 3 to 7, on the KDKA Afternoon News.
Hello. Hi, how are you? We're live at Oakmont Bakery. I'm also here with Mark Soraya. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Marty.
All right, I've got a political survey here for you.
No.
What do you care about more, the Paris Accord or puffed pastry?
Puffed pastry.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. What do you care about more, climate change or greenfield?
Glazed donuts.
I'm with you. Soraya is one of my good friends. It's the beauty of my job over the years. You're out and about so much, you meet people that some of them you don't like, some of them you do. And we're actually good friends now, and we have a lot of similarities, except he's successful. We're both a little crazy, right?
Yep.
All right, so the donut day thing, does it make a difference in your business? Do people buy? Is it another excuse to eat the donut?
You know, we sell twice as many donuts today as
Seriously?
We do on a normal Friday. Yep, absolutely.
Because it's donut day.
Yep.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, we do it on KDKA.
National Donut Day.
National Donut Day. Most important day of the year.
You know, before Krispy Kreme went so south and just mangled their business, one of their big things was, we give it to you hot. That was their kind of shtick.
Yes.
Which does not exist anymore. Now you get some funky tasting thing out of a plastic carton in a gas station. And you brought us hot donuts this morning. That was amazing.
Yeah, well, we actually do make donuts about four times a day.
Really?
So we don't have a hot sign, but the donuts are made when we run out. When we start running out, we make them over again.
Melts in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Nothing like a hot donut.
Do you still eat them?
Yes.
Do you? Yeah, but you know what's interesting? Like, pizza shop guys don't necessarily eat pizza anymore, but you still like the pastries?
I love the pastries. Cake, cookies, donuts.
Delicious.
And I never bring anything home, but my wife brings it home in the evening. She'll bring home a dozen of thumbprints, and she eats a half of a thumbprint, and I eat the rest of them.
All right. Do you mind if I tell a quick story about the wedding?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so his daughter got married last weekend. We weren't invited. He sent it like a nasty note. We don't want you there. Your wife drinks too much. And I said, well, she won't.
That's not true.
She won't this weekend.
If I thought you would have come, I would have invited you, but I didn't think you would.
So you had 300 people.
Yep.
You had a cake for that would have fed how many?
About 500.
Oh, that's beautiful. And then you had 300 people. Obviously, you had enough pastries for how many?
We had enough pastries for 300 people to have six each.
Hold on. So you told me this great story. So they kind of screwed up at the hall. We're not going to mention where it was. And they put all the – you had these kind of special to-go things for people to – so when they're leaving, you take a couple of pastries home, right?
Yeah. Instead of women bringing home pastries in their purses.
And stuffing it in an old napkin.
Right, for the end of the night.
Or a handkerchief with dried booger on them. You, here, have a kielbasa and a donut. Right, back in the day, right?
Yep, all my aunts.
All my grandmother used to bring all that crap home. And she'd dump food on the table with change and lipstick and a brush. Oh, that looks good, Grandma. There's hairs in the donut.
Clean as can be.
Oh, my.
Lipstick on your cookies.
Praise Jesus. So you had... We're all living this, right? So you had these containers that you were going to allow people to have.
Correct.
So they kind of screwed up at this. We're not going to say where it was. And they put the containers out as people came in the door, right?
They put the containers out instead of plates.
So you know how people are. As they came in, oh, look, free pastry, George. And so they loaded up on the free pastry as they came into the wedding.
So we went through 100 dozen in about 5 minutes.
So you're in the...
My wife was furious.
So you're in the back making donuts. Oh, Mark.
Good thing I had a white t-shirt on.
That is one of the best stories I've ever heard in my life. Because, you know, we're all the same, right? Honey, look, free pastry. Oakmont Bakery, yeah. Get one
load
of those.
Load up.
Load up. So people got the pastry and went to their table. And then they enjoyed the whole wedding. Then they got more stuff again on the way out.
Yes.
It's because usually at these weddings, people are so full and they've had drinks and dinner, they leave a lot of stuff behind, a lot of the baked goods. They cleaned you out, didn't they?
They did.
How many pastries at the end of the day did people
take?
So
there was nothing left. When
nothing?
We left. No.
Nothing.
Nothing left.
Not like a crushed lady lock on the floor.
We went home and my wife said, we got home at midnight, and my wife said, I could really go for a cookie.
No! She did not.
I swear.
Oh, Mark, you're a testament to a family and a commitment and work ethic and always doing the right thing. And I use you as a model anytime I talk about business and success and the rules of success. And it's always a pleasure to be here, my man.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. It's an honor.
That's one of the best stories I've ever heard.
Honey, look, there's to-go boxes and pastry. Let's go get some before we get to our table.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Let's hit the phones. We're talking also about, I'm with Mark. What's more important to me, the Paris Accord or puff pastry? I'm going puff pastry. What's more important to me, climate change or cream filled? I'm going cream filled. George and Butler, go ahead.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, brother.
Hey, Marty. First of all, I had a doctor's appointment at St. Margaret this morning. I'm really bummed that I forgot that it was Dog Nut Day. I mean, I was just right across the river.
All right, jump in here on Trump.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. It seemed to me that there was a little bit of a stutter step in his talk.
There was.
It was nothing more than a grasp for the letter P. He didn't say Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He didn't say Pittsburgh, California. He could have said Philadelphia. So it was just nothing but a grasp for that letter. And
he was trying to do some. You see, you and I are on the same page. He was doing some alliteration. Really, is what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's all it was.
And then Peduto comes back and after and tries to impress us and after with the big acronyms. After, hey, we had an MOU.
Yeah. What was that? What is a MOU? What is a MOU? What is that?
I think we're missing two letters. We had a TH. We had an MOUTH. I don't know, but I'm not impressed.
Yeah, but here, let me say this, George, from both sides. Two things. I think Trump did us a favor. He threw Pittsburgh out there to the world again. He didn't say we were dirty, dingy, rust belt, dead town. He just didn't say that. And Peduto, anytime he's on in the national media, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, CNN, he's helping to brand Pittsburgh as a city on the move, and I don't mind that either. So, look, I don't care how either one of them speaks. I know for, you know, Trump ain't that deep, as I like to say. When he was standing up there, he was doing exactly what George said he was doing. He was looking for an alliteration. I'm looking for, he couldn't come up with Portland or Portsmouth or Peoria, and he hit Pittsburgh. That's exactly what happened. You know what? We're luckier for it. Thanks, George.
Later.
866-391-1020, folks. You tell me how we are hurt. You tell me how we were hurt by dropping out of this deal yesterday. Other than every single, a lot of big companies say it hurts us. And I'm going to get into a couple really strong columns when I get back, taking both sides of this. 866-391-1020. We're live at the Oakmont Bakery. Why wouldn't we be here? It's National Donut Day. Duh. Marty Griffin here, live at Oakmont Bakery. Hey, Oakmont, which is absolutely gorgeous. If it wasn't for 28, we'd be living in Oakmont, honestly. Every time I drive out here, I think, oh, praise Jesus, 28. It's better, but it takes a special person to deal with that every day. Let me think here. Oakmont 5K run. Saturday, June 17th. Starts at 9, Riverside Park, Oakmont. Registration, oakmontrecreation@gmail.com. oakmontrecreation@gmail.com. It's a beautiful city. Man, just gorgeous. Gorgeous streets. And you know, the thing is that's cool about it is that their housing is represented in all price ranges. You can go with the big shot mansion, or you can go with the regular home or an apartment. It's very, very cool. Some great restaurants in the Oakmont Bakery, and Sorayo's about to build the most beautiful bakery in the country. Sweet woman, I think her name's Elaine. She dropped by a cup with a bird in it today for me. And she was referring to us chasing the birds away from our the balcony of our house. Folks are picking on the mayor in one of the posts, calling him Bike Lane Billy. I got to say this. I like having bike lanes in our city. What do we want to do? You want to put smokestacks up in coal-fired furnaces? I don't know what folks want. I know we're old-fashioned and kind of slow-paced and conservative. You know, the mayor's extremely liberal, and that's not as good as I would like it, but who cares what I like? He represents the city well. He's all over the national media. He's representing Pittsburgh as a progressive city where we have a lot of growth, and he's suggesting we're not an old Rust Belt steel town anymore. If you don't like him, I get it. People don't like him. And within the city, there are folks that work for him that don't like his style. But I've said this all along. There are people that don't like my style. I don't need the mayor to like me. He doesn't need me to like him. He does his thing. We all do our thing. You do the best you can every day. I think there are several different sides to what happened yesterday regarding this climate agreement. And the mayor had to defend the city. He's an extreme liberal. He had to say we're going to honor this agreement. He had to say he's going to sign an executive order. It's what liberal mayors do in extremely liberal democratic cities. Right? Now, what would I like to see in the city? More concern for potholes and paving streets and schools. And a couple city employees called me this morning and said they got a pay freeze and they're going to have to pay more for their benefits. They'd like to see more money. So these are the rudimentary things that affect the man and the woman on the street in the city of Pittsburgh. He's extremely sideways with the police department. But we still have amazing police officers who would die for you today. There's a kind of an internal conflict right now with firefighters because the police officers got residency. Will the firefighters get residency? I mean, these are all issues that affect everyday life in the city. Should the nonprofits pay more? The president of CMU left. All these things are on everybody's mind today beyond the Paris Accord. But in the mayor's defense, he's a liberal mayor in a big city. What's interesting, though, is a lot of folks took the side that you wouldn't imagine that went against Trump yesterday, the United Steelworkers. Trump suggested he was going to bring back steel and coal. You would expect the steelworkers to align with him and dropping out of the Paris Agreement? No. President Trump, this is from the United Steelworkers yesterday. President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Agreement is an inexcusable blow to the U.S. economy. The agreement is ambitious, non-binding, and transparent, and it stands as a landmark global achievement in the fight against climate change. For many years, the United States has been a leader in innovation and technology to combat climate change. Withdrawing from this non-binding agreement further cedes our strength to the sector to China and signals to domestic innovators and manufacturers that the United States will not support them. This is the United Steelworkers, folks. And this is the United Steelworkers who aligned with Trump to suggest that by our steel being depleted because it's being dumped by the Chinese, it's a threat to our national security. And they just had these hearings last week in Washington, which I don't buy either. I just, how you connect the dots that U.S. steel is somehow a connection to our national security makes no sense to me, and nobody can explain it to me. United Steelworkers, our union, through our partnerships in the Blue-Green Alliance, has been a leader in ensuring that jobs are good for workers and good for the economy and the environment. Today's announcement is a threat to innovative green jobs in the United States. How? How? People are still buying natural gas. Solar is blowing the doors off of it because it's cheaper, and there are more and more jobs from solar. Clean energy is what everybody's talking about. We're using more wind. How? How? We're using less coal because it's more expensive and it's dirty. For folks who believe that coal is coming back, I saw Andy Sheehan's fantastic piece on KDK-TV yesterday and the same piece in the Wall Street Journal suggesting, look, one mine does not make an economy, does not suggest that coal's coming back in Pennsylvania or in America. So I don't know about the United Steelworkers or how they believe that somehow because we drop out of a non-binding agreement, which they admit it's a non-binding agreement, how that affects the economy. I don't get it. If you're selling solar panels today, you're selling solar panels tomorrow, and you're selling them yesterday. If you're selling clean natural gas yesterday, you're selling clean natural gas tomorrow. I don't get it. I just don't. Maybe some of the theory is that somehow the Chinese will dump solar panels here. I don't know. They were doing that. They were subsidizing their solar panel business, and that's why several of the biggest solar panel manufacturers in the country went under and cost us about $500 million in subsidies. So, look, there are two sides to this deal, but let me read a bit from the Wall Street Journal, which we will get to as well in the next hour. Trump bids Paris adieu. President Trump announced the U.S. will withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement on Thursday to the horror of green elites worldwide. If the decision shows he is more mindful of American economic interests than they are, the other virtue of pulling out is to expose the fraudulence of the Potemkin Village. All right, folks, so we're talking about the Paris Accord. We're talking about the real significance and what this really means. Does it really affect America? At the end of the day, I don't believe it does. So we hacked off a couple of foreign countries. I don't see how that has anything to do with jobs. I don't see how that has anything to do with the climate. So for me, Paris Accord or puff pastry, which matters more today? Puff pastry. Climate change or cream fill, what matters more to me today? Cream fill. You know why? It's National Donut Day. We're at the Oakmont Bakery. See you out here in a few minutes. We'll be right back. Marty Griffin here. Hey, next hour we're going to read a couple of different columns regarding this Donut Day issue. We're going to talk about Pittsburgh. We're going to talk about the weekend. We're going to talk about the weather. We're going to talk about donuts. National. By the way, Potemkin Village. Any construction built solely to deceive others into thinking that a situation is better than it really is. It's a fake village, as the Wall Street Journal writes so profoundly about this Paris Accord. It meant nothing and never will. It was a handshake over some drinks and wine. We're live at Oakmont Bakery. It's Donut Day. Come on by and say hi.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.